Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, Dr. Prather, let's start with the COVID-19 update, and then today we're going to be talking about the second pandemic. Where are we with the COVID-19 at this time?
Well, we're trying to open up in stages. Mm-hmm. Reopen society, which is a great thing.
Yes.
Here in Indiana, we're going into stage two. So we're heading in that direction, and we're going to see how that all works out, and then keeping track of how many infections are occurring, keeping track of deaths, those types of things, and see if we can go into stage three. So we're starting to open things up again, being able to get out there. Restaurants are going to start opening up.
I'm looking forward to that.
Barbershop, hair salons. Uh-huh. Everybody's getting a little shaggy right now. You know, and then we're hoping to see places of worship open up again. Mm-hmm. There are restrictions along those lines. Your favorite restaurant hopefully is going to be able to reopen.
Yes.
In that type of light, that can be really good news. And of course, there's the whole controversy on the whole thing on how we're going to be proceeding and what we're going to be doing from here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of controversy.
A lot of controversy. One of the things that we're going to be talking about a little bit later is what we talked about, like the second pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to sit there and evaluate. If you are aware of, I've told you before what a quack is. Mm-hmm. And the term comes from quacksilver. And quacksilver is mercury. So one of the things that doctors used to do is they would give mercury for different types of illnesses. So if you had a sinus infection, you could sniff up some mercury, and like within a couple of minutes, your infection would be gone, which is great. Mm-hmm. But then you would die and go crazy from the mercury. So there's a whole balancing type of thing.
What is worse?
Yeah, is the questions that we have, and there's a lot of push and pull, is are we just focused on the COVID-19, and is the cure worse than the disease?
Right, and there's even questions about if these numbers are accurate, because they're saying being very liberal on what they're calling COVID-19.
Well, one of the things that's occurring is there's an incentivization for doctors to put COVID-19 as the cause of death, mm-hmm, and as their diagnosis. So if there's any indication, the rules are coming down that any indication of any type of, if it could even possibly COVID-19, to put that down on the chart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not really great science.
No. I know a lot of doctors are speaking up.
Right.
About that, mm-hmm. This incentivizing.
And pressure. It's, mm-hmm, not just incentivizing, but there's even some pressure along those lines. So there's even controversy on what the numbers really are. Mm-hmm. I know the CDC just recently revised their numbers down because they had found out that quite a few of the people that they had put down as COVID-19 victims really weren't. Mm-hmm. And there are statistics out there. Of course, we have the influenza. It's something that can cause death. It has been causing death for a long time.
Yes.
Are the numbers that if you combine the normal influenza and the COVID-19, you know, are they about the same numbers? Which there's not too much that it's off. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously the COVID-19 is a real virus. It is something that people need to be cautious of. But we also need to make sure that the cure isn't worse than the disease. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we saved everybody from COVID-19, but everybody went crazy and everybody starved to death, mm-hmm, you know, because nobody was working anymore.
And the healthy people's immune system went down because they were isolated.
Yes.
So when they came out, their immune system's down.
Sure. And there's a lot of lessons in history that kind of show that stress is a huge factor on any type of a infection or pandemic, mm-hmm, that makes it even worse. And we want to make sure because, you know, the whole thing is that the COVID-19 has, according to the numbers that I'm getting from reliable sources, mm-hmm, has hit about 1/3 at least of the American population at this point. Mm-hmm. And so it is something that, just like the flu, we have from now on. Are we going to live like this from now on? I mean, we can't.
No.
So there needs to be some type of an opening, and we always need to make sure that the cure isn't worse than the disease itself.
So what is involved with stage two of reopening Indiana?
Well, in stage two, in most of Indiana, it actually opened up in May 4th. Marion County opening up in May 11th. The reason that Cass Lake and Marion counties were delayed, mm-hmm. as opposed, because they had higher levels of COVID-19 cases. So they actually were delayed a little bit longer on getting things opened up. But, you know, they're going to be opening up spas, they're going to be opening up barbershops, hair salons, all those types of things are going to be starting to open up. Social gatherings of 25 people can start to take place. Social distancing is still one of the big things that you're supposed to be following. Essential travel restrictions have been lifted, so you can actually drive around now without being concerned about that. Of course, they're saying continue remote work, but a lot of what they considered non-essential businesses, as long as they're opening up according to guidelines, can start to open up. Manufacturers, industrial operations, a lot of the government facilities are opening up, and public libraries can start opening up with guidelines according to that. And then religious services can start opening up this weekend, if they so choose.
I am so looking forward to corporate worship again.
Sure.
Yeah. So, are the statistics on the COVID-19 accurate?
Obviously not, because there isn't a consensus. Mm-hmm. And the people who, the CDC is changing their numbers and finding out that things are a little bit different than what they first, so no. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of things to kind of figure out. And then we need to make sure that it is independent, because the knowledge, truth, is what will really help us to deal with a situation in the best possible way. Mm-hmm. And if we start to play politics on either side, you know, we shouldn't have people who are saying, oh, I want to downplay the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Nor should we have people who want to say, oh, I want the numbers to be higher. No matter what their motivations are on each of those situations, the truth should always be the truth. Mm-hmm. And we should be looking at accurate scientific means of actually determining what the truth is. And unfortunately, I feel, and a lot of people are feeling, that there's politics and some
agenda.
Emotions and agendas that could be skewing the numbers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how are we going to actually approach that? And hopefully we can get some leadership from our government and make sure that the people who are actually counting and doing the different types of statistics are really trying to get to the root of the problem, and not have different types of either financial or political agendas that are associated with that.
Okay, I don't want to sound cynical. Truth in politics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, wouldn't that be nice. Yeah. And also the media needs to try to get to the facts. We've had such a political divide, and you know, the truth has been something that I feel has been skewed, mm-hmm. and not really looked at, that there are definite agendas oftentimes within the media. And they're trying to, you know, that's the main influence of what we're doing. And we need a media. It used to be called, you know, we had the three bodies. We had the executive, legislative, and judicial. And the media was the fourth, you know, in there, that helped keep the public informed to make the proper decisions. And some very powerful people found out, oh, hey, we can actually buy the media. and then get our agenda out there. And having an independent media is one of the big things that we really need. And one of the problems that has occurred is, well, one of the things that occurred that really opened up society, at least for quite a while, was social media. You know, where people could put out information, you had to kind of wade through that and see what was true and what was not. But at least it became much harder for the media and government to lie to the people. Mm-hmm. And the social media has now been controlled and taken over by about four companies, major corporations, who have decided what is truth and what is not, and what can be put out there and what shouldn't be put out there. And this is a very dangerous situation, and something that I feel needs to be addressed. We need to have a platform that is free from control and allow the information to get out there. And we are supposed to be a society of freedom, you know, where we have our liberties and freedoms that are Americans. And we don't want to give those up just for panic and
fear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we need to be aware and demand that we still keep our civil liberties mm-hmm. in whatever situation we possibly can be. You know, I'm very much of someone who live free or die. Mm-hmm. And I do not want the government to get complete control of my life mm-hmm. And who and what I do and who I am at any stage.
Yeah. It's just amazing to think how quickly this happened.
Right.
Yeah. So when we come back, more on the COVID-19 update and the second pandemic we're going to be talking about.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Yeah, we're going to talk about this rapid release technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say. It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
It's FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010.
Actually by a chiropractor.
It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. It's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
There's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. A lot of it can actually be very painful to achieve. And it's one of the things that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. What they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. It's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away. When it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. The good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate. And it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. What you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up, and then it helps the body to dissipate it.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightlossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, Dr. Prather, let's talk about the second pandemic. And what do you mean by the second pandemic?
Well, of course, the first pandemic that we have going on was the COVID-19, mm-hmm. which we are aware of. And, you know, we've had other, last one was in 2009, which was the swine flu. So it's not anything new along those lines. But we have a second pandemic going on, stress. Mm. We need to look at that and be aware of that and sit there. And the government, I feel, needs to be aware as they are handing down their dictates and those types of things. Is that
decisions
that there's a stressor that's going on with all this that is really a hidden pandemic that everybody needs to be aware of. And quite frankly, I think that it's more prevalent than the COVID-19.
The stress.
Yeah, the stress, and could be causing more damage and more deaths than even the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So we need to be aware of that there is a very big stressor going on in people right now, and that it does need to be considered in all the decisions that are taking place.
So what evidence have you seen of the increase of stress in your office?
Oh, I've been kind of shocked. We do blood tests on people on a regular basis. And we're always sitting there and saying, you know, that stress is a factor, but never like this. Mm. Every blood test that I'm doing, I find high levels of stress. Everybody's adrenals are dropping. Everybody's carbon dioxide levels are going low. And those are signs of extreme stress that are occurring in people. And it is, and I say this literally, it's 100% right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like everybody in that I have seen, I haven't actually seen people in my office with COVID-19, but I've seen everybody with stress. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's.
And you were even saying if you took your blood work, it probably showed that too.
I'm going to be getting my blood test because I'm coming up for my regular, and I'm thinking that probably I would show that up too. Mm-hmm. So we have a pandemic that is going on that I would say that everybody has at this point, and we need to address that. Doctors need to be aware of it, and the public needs to be aware that we have a pandemic of stress right now, and we need to figure out what are the steps that we need to do to help to not only control the COVID-19, but also how we can sit there and deal with the stress that people are experiencing.
So what other evidence have you seen in national statistics?
Well, one of the interesting things is anti-anxiety medicine has increased 34% on their sales in 2 months, mm. which is a rather startling number.
34%
increase. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, is 75% of those, that 34%, is brand new prescriptions to deal with stress. I know that a lot of people who've come into my office said, well, should I get on anti-anxiety medicines because I'm really struggling here? Well, let's try natural means first. Let's go about this before you start to get into a pharmaceutical, which there are greater possibilities of side effects. Let's try some natural types of means of dealing with your stress and what we can do to help to mitigate that. And as we've started to see that, we've been doing some re-blood tests on people and seeing things get back under control. People are starting to say, I'm feeling better. Very, very important that we don't allow stress to take over our lives.
Right. What does stress do to our immune system?
Well, Hans Selye, a very famous scientist who is sort of the father of stress study, he measured what occurred in the body when stress occurs. And so what they did was they took animals, put them under stressors, similar to what humans would go through, and then dissected the animals and saw what happened. And the adrenals would shrink. You would see actually physical evidence of that. So the endocrines would shrink, and then the immune system would pretty well crash. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're looking when people get stressed that this has a real big effect on your immune system. And really opens you up to be more susceptible to infection. And something that we're trying to get the COVID-19 under control. And we're creating a tremendous amount of stress in people's lives, which actually helps the COVID-19 to actually get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're kind of developing a situation where if we stress out the American population, we're going to actually guarantee that the COVID-19 has more deaths than what it would normally and have a bigger effect on people.
Yeah, and the whole isolation thing can affect stress.
If you want to talk about isolation and stress, that is probably an absolutely huge factor. They did studies on people who were in solitary confinement, and there is no greater stressor than solitary confinement. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, prisoners, they determined that it was such a stressor on people's lives, it was considered inhuman punishment because of the effects on what happened to people. Human being was not made to be by themselves. You were supposed to be as a group. We're kind of like a tribal community.
Mm-hmm.
And with your, because you were safe. So there's a mechanism that we naturally have in our system that says, hey, it's not good that I'm by myself. Your imagination takes off with you. You know, it's amazing how if you go out camping and you're in the woods and you're by yourself, how easily stressed you get over a period of time.
Whereas I'm not usually in the woods camping by myself. Thank you.
But, you know, if you sit there and have a group of people, it's amazing how much more relaxed you are.
Mm-hmm.
So isolation is one of the biggest stressors that you possibly can have.
We have a next door neighbor who lives by himself. He's a widower and he is at risk. But seeing him out walking this weekend was great. And we've been staying in touch with him. And, you know, it's great to see him back out. And,
sure. Yeah. And there are ways to, you know, one of the things is great with social media is we can communicate with people and not be in isolation.
There is something good.
There is something good about social media is because you can do the different types of get-togethers, different types of things along those lines.
The Zoom. Zoom is doing financially very well.
You think so?
So what historical lessons can we learn from stress?
Well, you know, the biggest pandemic that we had in history was the 1918 Spanish flu. And one of the biggest factors is we had just ended World War I, and there was a huge amount of stress with all that. There was financial stress, there was the stress of all the deaths, and that the stress is one of the things that has been credited by scientists that made the Spanish flu have such higher numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we are talking about different types of pandemics, one of the things that almost always occurred during high levels of stress, with war, with changes in government, changes in stressors on society, has usually kicked off pandemics. So, you know, if we are sitting there and wanting to go after this virus and get things under control, keep people safe and healthy, one of the things that we need to be looking at is making sure that people's stressors are low. And right now, they are not.
Mm-hmm. It is nice to see people out, you know, on those days you can get out. There are a lot more people I see, you know, walking and biking and
sure.
doing that together. And that's so important, such an important part.
Well, there are so many different ways that we need to be aware of de-stressing. One of the things that's crazy is people go outside and walk around in the sunshine when it's real nice. And then there's people on social media who say, people, what are you doing? Get back inside. You know, that's...
No one's going to tell me that.
That's that is the stupidest thing in the entire world. You know, the safest place to be is outside. Mm-hmm. You know, you're already social distancing, so that's not really a problem. You're getting the sunshine. You're de-stressing quite a bit. Going inside and hiding in fear is a huge stress.
Yeah.
And the people who are saying it are completely, absolutely, totally wrong and misinformed and do not know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So be happy, get out there and get out in the sunshine and walk around.
All right. We come back, more on the second pandemic stress.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I have an annual physical recently. Doctors have this power. They can open up any door and just go, get undressed, I'll be right in. Don't you wish you had that power? And they make you get undressed and sit on a table with that white deli paper underneath you. That cheap deli paper. I usually bring a little pickle. I sit next to me on the table there. Put some chips, move it around a little. I can make you sit in your underwear for like 20 minutes staring at a wall. And after like 15, 20 minutes, I start feeling better. I'm sitting, I gotta get out of here. I feel all right. Let me tell you something. Before you go to the doctor, try this at home. Get in your underwear and sit on your dining room table for 20 minutes. I just put a napkin under you so you get the whole effect. Sit there. Family's walking by. I'll be okay in a few minutes.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
One of the big things with this COVID-19 is you have to keep your own immune system up.
Yeah.
I was just testing one gentleman. He had a vitamin D level of 8, which is actually no vitamin D, which is one of the big things that is a factor for your ability to, if you get the COVID-19, not to wind up on a respirator. Really, there should be a lot more promotion on individual health. 80% of the people don't even know they had the COVID-19. It's the people who are weakened, and oftentimes he had no idea. He said, you know, I'm healthy. I said, ooh, you know, if you got the COVID-19, you would be in real trouble. I said, we're going to get that up quickly. He was very grateful. So we've had a lot of people who didn't know that they had a problem. And if you don't know you don't have a problem, not taking care of your own health, then you're actually susceptible to being one of the statistics for the COVID-19 instead of one of the victors.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend 3 affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my head. I got a bad case of love.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about the second pandemic, stress, and the statistic you gave, Dr. Prather, is the 34%. What was that?
Yeah, 34% of anti-anxiety medication increase in sales in a two-month period.
34% increase.
34% increase, and 75% of that 34% were brand new prescriptions. In other words, people had never had an anti-anxiety prescription before.
Wow. And you're saying, you know, there is a natural, you know, there are natural means, natural supplementation before that. That should be tried.
Right. We always feel that structure function should be tried first before disease care. Mm-hmm. So disease care is where you're dealing with the symptomatology. And that's with pharmaceuticals. All disease care is only treated pharmaceutically or surgically. Structure function care, where you're trying to balance out the body, just to help the body to work better. Balancing is what's called homeostasis. and homeostasis is equal to health. If you're in homeostasis, the greater you're in homeostasis or balance, the healthier you are. Mm-hmm. So structure function care has to do with that homeostasis and health, and that should always be tried first. So 80% should be structure function care. 20% of the healthcare system should be disease care. And that's where we get the best results.
Right, right. So what are steps that can be taken to reduce stress?
Well, there are a lot of different types of things that can be done. Exercise, sunshine, getting outdoors, always lifts people's spirits. Social contact is very important. Body work, getting the body worked on is a very big stressor.
And now that can happen. Yeah.
Yes, eating right, sleeping, nutrition is always very important. There's herbals, homeopathics. There's a lot of different ways to help to reduce stress, and those are a lot of the things that we should be concentrating on. We can't do a whole lot about the virus itself, mm-hmm. But we can do a lot with ourselves.
Right.
And it's important to realize that from the statistics that I believe are accurate at this point, is about a 0.1 percent death rate, which is the same as what we've been having with the seasonal flu.
Say that again.
So
0.1%
is mm-hmm. seems to be the accurate numbers. I mean, when we first started out, I was saying that 2-4% from the information we were getting out of China, and that this could be something that could be which is a big number and of a huge concern. Mm-hmm. But now that we're actually doing better statistics, seeing what's actually going on, the COVID-19 is something to be taken seriously, but it is not a pandemic of the magnitude that we were actually thinking. Mm-hmm. So this is a good thing, and hopefully it stays like that. Right. But at this point, that's what we're really looking at. So a lot of the panic, a lot of the hype that's going on, we can really take a step back from that mm-hmm. and say, okay, this isn't as bad as what we thought it was going to be. Let's make sure that our own personal immune system is up to par, reduce our stress, which is a big aspect of that, and then see what we need to do to protect those that are at risk, and then make sure that people who are healthy are not suffering adverse consequences of the actual process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're talking about people too having new hobbies.
Sure.
I got bird feeders up. They said people, a lot more people are bird watching now.
Well, I mean, we also went out and got some
trees
and yeah. flowers, and we were
garden.
Asking.
Garden. We're going to put in a garden. We haven't for years.
Yeah, and the garden people are saying, boy, business has really boomed.
Yeah, when we were there, they weren't expecting and weren't staffed, but hey, that's a good problem.
Yeah, so, this is something that people have sit there and said, people are naturally trying to seek means of de-stressing. Mm-hmm. And, gardening, doing those types of things is absolutely amazing as a de-stressor.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I joined a exercise group online.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's just, it takes me like, yesterday was what, 20 jumping jacks, 20 burpees, 20... plank, jumping jack kind mm-hmm. of things. Didn't take long, but boy, I've been sleeping like a baby.
Ever since you started that, yeah.
You don't have to take prescription medicine.
Right.
Try these other means.
And that's a really good thing, because we're talking about the whole exercise thing.
Yeah.
The gyms were closed, and that has not opened up yet.
Yeah,
that's one of the things that will probably be one of the last things. But online, you mm-hmm. can join in, like you said, an exercise group.
There's a lot of free ones out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's an amazing idea.
Right. Yeah. So why does isolation have a negative impact on our stress levels?
We were made to be social, and if you sit there and if you would take the closest primate to us, a chimpanzee, Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be in a group. If you sit there and take a chimpanzee and then they put him out in isolation, which they've done, then their stress level goes right through the roof. Why is that? Because, protection actually comes from a larger group. And we are hardwired to not to be in isolation.
Even those of you that are introverts.
Well, we like it for a certain period of time, but we still need people.
Right.
And you
like it to be your decision when you...
Right. It's amazing how many introverts marry extroverts.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is so that they would drag us out every once in a while and get our social cues from people.
Uh-huh.
So, I as the introvert need you, Lisa, my wife, to the extrovert, to get me out and see people.
Right.
that's why we got together.
Well, and I have a real good friend also who's an introvert, and at the beginning of this, and she works from home anyway.
Right.
It wasn't much change, and then, boom, a migraine set in last week, even if your life hasn't changed much, like you have worked from home.
Sure.
And you're an introvert, and it still can cause stress.
And I have people who sit there and have come into my office and their numbers, I was talking about their blood work, how it's showing up, and they're not under financial stress. Basically their life hasn't really changed a whole lot, but their stress levels, which weren't a problem before because I'd seen them for years, have just skyrocketed.
And why do you think that is?
Well, it's interesting because we are social creatures, and we pick up when we are under stress. People actually put out different pheromones.
And then we have these masks that covering up our facial expressions.
True, which mm-hmm. isn't a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so stress actually spreads pretty quickly, which is a defense mechanism. If a one person actually sees a tiger, they're in a group of people, that all of a sudden everybody kind of senses that something's wrong,
mm-hmm.
and which is a good thing. But if we have something that's wrong, and even if you're not in danger or really being affected by it, you still pick up that something's wrong
mm-hmm.
in other people, because other people are stressed. So, we talk about the COVID-19, the virus actually being, contagious, so contagious. Well, so is stress.
Mm-hmm.
Stress actually can be caught from other people, and we need to be aware of that and stop the cycle with ourselves.
Yeah. So what does uncertainty do to our bodies? I think that's what's really affecting a lot of people, is this uncertainty.
Well, there was a study on the stress levels on people and the responses. And they had people who were getting shocked. So they had 20 shocks that they were going to give to people. And they sit there, and they had one group where they had high-intensity shocks, and there were 20 of them. Mm-hmm. And they gave those to them. Then they had another group that had 20 shocks, and only 3 of them were high-intensity, but you didn't know when they were coming. The people who had the 3 high-intensity shocks showed up a greater stress level than the 20 who just had the high-level shocks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a certainty of what's coming on, even if it's really, really bad, is worse than uncertainty of not knowing.
Right.
So the uncertainty of what's going on, how we're going forward on that, creates a tremendous amount of stress and something that really wears people down.
So how does financial stress affect us?
Well, when we're talking about financial stress is the biggest reason for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And biggest reason for arguments, and biggest reason for people to be under stress. So right now, there is a financial stress, as everybody's quite aware of that. Mm-hmm. And the sooner that we can get over that financial stress and get things back to normal, the better we're going to be doing as a society, and the better that we would be actually able to resist the virus. So the financial stress makes us weaker, makes our immune systems weaker, and can actually perpetuate and make this much worse than what it would be otherwise.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk about good stressors that help our immune system.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you use homeopathy in the Prather Practice. How important is it in the treatment of your patients?
It's sort of our secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homeopathy isn't really that easy to use because you need to get the exact type of settings. You need to get the proper use of it. There's 3,000 classical homeopathics. There's 8,000 that have been added since then. You can do a tremendous amount of different types of homeopathics, and there's a wide range of choice. The secret to a good homeopath and getting the success that you need is to be able to find out which remedy is going to work the best for an individual. Being able to find that is not an easy process. If you don't get a proper match, you aren't going to get any results. Now, one of the great things about homeopathy is if you get the wrong thing, it's no big deal. There's no harm with homeopathy. That's one of the fantastic things about it. Another thing that's great about homeopathy is you can see the results very quickly. When you give it to an individual, you can see whether you got the right match or not immediately. And I can almost always prove to the patient that it was the right thing. It's something that isn't just placebo, because the animal homeopathy is absolutely wonderful. I've had several veterinarians come in and say, you know, I saw amazing results with my animals, and they certainly don't go with placebos. So homeopathy definitely works along those lines, and it is our secret weapon. We can get the results that other people can't get because of our homeopathy.
You talked about homeopathy not having side effects. Why is that?
Homeopathy doesn't work on a chemical level. It works on a electromagnetic or a vibrational level. What it does is it stimulates the body's own reaction so that the body takes care of the problem that's occurring, the disease process. It doesn't force the body to do anything. Now, there are times where you need to force the body to do something, where the body is no longer responsive. But homeopathy does not do that, so you will never get a side effect with homeopathy.
That's nice.
And the AMA has kept track of homeopathy for 200 years, and they've never had an instance of a homeopathic damage to an individual. Never. We're running into problems with pharmaceuticals. Antibiotics are no longer working. We're in pretty much in a post-antibiotic world. We have to find alternatives. Otherwise, we're going to have some real major epidemics that occur.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. The 1-2-3 punch to boost your immune system.
They don't have a medication for the coronavirus. But one of the ways that you can do that is boosting your own immune system. Beta carotene is a very, very safe way to do that. You can take large amounts of it, and it really helps with upper respiratory infections. The viruses have to be able to penetrate the cell wall. And monolaurin builds up the cell wall and makes it stronger. And if you are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're much more susceptible to viruses. We, at this point, can make a homeopathic for all the coronaviruses, and then we can also add in the homeopathic for the COVID-19, which helps the body to isolate and to boost the immune system to attack the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. That's what homeopathics do. 1-2-3 punch, three simple types of things: beta carotene, the monolaurin, and the homeopathic.
Call the Prather Practice and learn more about our 1-2-3 punch to boost your immune system. 317-848-8048. Or learn more at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about the second pandemic, stress. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about the good stressors. You know, are there good stressors that can help our immune system?
Well, one of the interesting things is we need to keep challenging our immune system. Mm-hmm. There's a very interesting study on children who were raised in New York City. And the higher the floor that they lived on, the weaker their immune system.
Oh, really? Interesting.
So if you get near the ground, of course, the ground has a whole lot of microbes and you got more insects running around. Mm-hmm. So you have a greater exposure to the life around you.
Well, that's what really floored me is them closing the beaches.
Well, yes.
You know, because of the beach, sand, the water, would
sure.
be helpful to people's immune system.
Actually, it is, because one, you've got the high ions that are there. Mm-hmm. You have the sunshine coming in. Also, there's a high microbe population there. So you get a lot of exposure on that. And that exposure, interestingly enough, a complete sanitary type of a situation, your immune system drops.
Right.
Because it's not being challenged. Then if you would go out, like if you were someone who was in a bubble and you lived your life germ-free and then you stepped out, you'd probably fall over dead in a very couple of days. Mm-hmm. Because you have no immunity to the life around you. So keeping up on your normal exposures along those lines is actually pretty important to maintain your immune system. And then also social contact. You actually get different types of bugs from different people on a regular basis, and that keeps your immune system aware of what's going on. If you are isolated on that, then you don't have that contact anymore, and your immune system actually drops. So one of the things they have to do is watch, you know, when astronauts go up into space, they don't have a whole lot of exposure. When they come back down, they have to gradually build up their immune system again, because they are more susceptible to actually infections. So one of the things that we're doing with the whole social isolation, wiping down and trying to be all this very clean on making sure everything's actually as sanitary as possible right now, could actually backfire and weaken our immune systems. So there are good stressors out there that we need to keep up with. In other words, you need to be, that's why it's so good to be out in nature, actually having that type of exposure on your immune system to keep it up. Otherwise, if you're in isolation, complete sanitary type of situation, your immune system is actually more susceptible when you actually do get exposure than mm-hmm. what you would otherwise.
So we talked about some steps that we can take to reduce our stress levels. Getting outdoors, you
know,
talked in the sun, and I watch my grandsons, they're 3 and 1, and as we get outside, every day I'm with them, as long as the weather's good, and, you know, and get out in that sunshine. So important. So what role does, let's talk about nutrition. What role does nutrition play?
Nutrition's critical. The people who are most at risk are people who have nutritional deficiencies. You know, that's very well established. Vitamin D, absolutely critical. And you can take vitamin D, but vitamin D from the sun is more powerful than vitamin D that you take.
The vitamin D from the sun.
It acts differently. It has a much better effect on the body. Mm-hmm. So getting your vitamin D from the sun is a much better way than actually taking vitamin D. And we sell a tremendous amount of vitamin D in our office. But I would prefer not to have to sell it and people get it from the sunshine.
Yeah, but it's really hard to do that in Indiana.
as we test people, we need to get that back up to par, and we really, so we're doing an awful lot of that.
Lately, I haven't been wearing sunglasses, just to, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, getting the sunshine in there, because it activates the pineal gland, mm-hmm. which is important to have your melatonin sleep cycle.
I knew there was a reason.
Yes, there is a reason. So being able to get out there and see that sunshine will make a very big difference. Vitamin A absolutely critical for the immune system also. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, upper respiratory infections, World Health Organization, says vitamin A is actually the very best medicine. Nutritionally, your vitamin C, all those different types of things. Making sure that we get all of our nutrition up to par, absolutely, absolutely critical.
Right. And these are things that we at the Prather Practice can test to see where your levels are. Very important to do that.
Yes.
So there's no guesswork, especially right. with vitamin D. Can body work help, chiropractic massage help in stress?
Oh, acupuncture. Absolutely. Acupuncture, all those types of things. We have a lot of people. Matter of fact, we have a lot of people who are first responders, who are in nurses and doctors and
police
officers who are coming in because, you know, very, very stressful for them right now. And they have thanked us so often on just being able to provide those types of services just to de-stress them, and they can feel, they immediately feel better.
Yes.
On that type of a work. And I highly encourage people. One of the things is, you know, there was questions on whether we were really essential and, you know, for the body work. Uh-huh. And it absolutely is.
Yeah.
We really need to have a situation where people can get their de-stressing, get that stress down. And if we can do that, then that really goes a long way on really keeping people out of the infection mode.
I mean, and we have felt like we have helped a lot of people during this time.
Oh, and people have said that just over and over again.
And if someone says, you're open, you know, are you open? Well, yes, we're essential.
Right.
And we have stayed open, and we have helped many people through this. And
yes.
we'll continue to do that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We talked about the importance of exercising play, you know, that plays in stress reduction. Let's talk about supplementation that you have available at the Prather Practice. And as we were doing this, I was thinking we need to put together a stress buster package, and we will do that and have that for everybody next time, next radio show.
Sure, and we have quite a few different things along those lines. Flower remedies. We have Bach, Australian Perilandria, and those are amazing for just calming people down immediately as they take those.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide those. There's a whole set of homeopathics herbals that we also provide. Chamomile is absolutely a chamomile tea.
Mm-hmm.
Just get that, and that's just a great stress reducer. Lavender. Lavender, you just kind of smell that, and all of a sudden you relax.
Mm-hmm. I put a lavender plant right on our deck.
Sure. Vena sativa, mm-hmm. oat straw, has been used for thousands of years as a de-stressor, and we have a lot of different types of formulas along those lines that utilize that. St. John's wort, and kava kava, there's tons and tons of things that we can actually provide along those lines that are natural. With absolutely no side effects and no possibility of any problems.
And have been around for years.
For thousands of years.
And been effective.
And been very effective.
And you haven't even talked about the homeopathics.
Right. And then we have a whole series. So we have tons of things that we can find out and what will work for people. And not only do they reduce anxiety, they help with depression, and they also help people to sleep.
Okay. Well, Dr. Prather, you have 30 seconds. What would you like to say about this second pandemic?
Well, I mean, one of the things that, you know, this kind of shows up, we need to keep ourselves healthy. And we as individuals need to go out there and make sure that we are checked, that we are healthy. And the only way you can do that is through evidence, and that's through lab tests. And if you know how to read lab tests, which a structure function doctor does, then he can actually tell you where you are and what you need to do.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.